Yes, sir. This is George. Okay, I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion research company, and we are not trying to sell you a product or solicit any contribution, okay? I would like you to know that there's no right or wrong answers here, and you're free to answer no to any question as well. Okay, so let me ask you, are you a resident of New Orleans, or you recently moved?
No, I'm a resident.
You're native, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second here. Okay, native. Thank you, sir. And do you define your racial classifications like an African-American or Anglo, you know, white, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or anything else?
African-American,
thank you. What are two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans, there in New Orleans?
I mean, I was born and raised. Yeah, I like the culture.
Oh, you mean the school? The culture?
I like the culture.
Okay. What else? Two things at least. The weather, food and drinks.
All of that.
All of that. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Now, what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
I guess crime and racism.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Give me a second here. I'm looking for it. Okay, the crime and racism. I see. Thank you. Now, overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, you're somewhat satisfied, or a little satisfied, or not satisfied at all with the following? The first thing, the financial ability to your family to handle a major unexpected expense.
Satisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What you pay for food and household goods?
Not satisfied. Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you.
Somewhat now, not satisfied. Dissatisfied.
I see. Thank you. And equal economic opportunities for people like you?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. And safety from violent crime?
Dissatisfied.
You mean not at all satisfied. Is that right?
Right.
Thank you. What about the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers?
Say that again?
Yeah, the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers.
What's the choices?
You're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. Now, the safety from property crime?
Not at all satisfied.
Not at all, thank you. And what do you pay for housing, mortgage, or rent?
Not at all satisfied.
Not at all, thank you. And what do you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
A little satisfied.
Little, thank you. The monthly cost for electricity and water?
A little satisfied.
A little, thank you. Now, the availability of affordable housing?
Not at all satisfied.
Not at all, thank you. Now, have any of the following been a not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant causes of stress in your life during the past year? The safety of your family members.
Read the choices again.
Oh, very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, not at all significant. The safety of your family members.
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant, thank you. And your job stability?
I'm retired, so.
Oh, I see. No worries. And what about your ability to get around your community and the city?
I can't remember your choices.
Oh, yeah. Remember the word significant. We just need to add very, somewhat, not very, or not at all significant. Your ability to get around your community and the city.
So, you're saying, is that important to me?
Correct. Yeah, for example, if any of this, for example, if this is significant for you, right? Like your ability to get around your community and the city, this is the question?
Yes, very significant.
Very, thank you. The next one says, the health of your family members?
Very significant.
Meeting monthly household expenses?
Somewhat significant.
Okay. Appreciate it. And now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. Creating more better paying jobs in the city. Is that a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all? Creating more paying jobs in the city. More better paying jobs in the city.
Little confidence.
Little confidence. What about improving the city streets and traffic lights?
Improving the streets?
Improving the city's streets and traffic lights.
Little confidence.
Little confidence. Thank you. Now, improving garbage collection in the city?
No confidence.
Not at all, I see.
Not at all.
Thank you. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Little confidence.
Little, thank you. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
Some confidence.
Some confidence, thank you. Making the city safer?
Little confidence.
Little confidence, thank you. Now, in your opinion, do you think that New Orleans City government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Fair.
Fair, I see. Now, I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer about the same, somewhat less, much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago? Much more safe, more safe, neutral, somewhat less safe, or much less safe?
Much less.
Much less, I see. Thank you. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? I have some options here, like education opportunities, lack of access to mental health or social services, not enough police officers, housing, transportation, personal or family problems, too many guns, release on bail for violent crimes, or employment opportunities.
I have a lot of those answers, but I can only pick one.
Oh, you can pick, the most that you think is, the more accurate in the city.
I think that we don't have enough social services, job opportunities, and too many guns.
Okay. Too many guns.
Not enough police.
I see. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's something that definitely will contribute to crime, right, to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And for each of the following, tell me if you think it will be a very effective, somewhat effective, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. The first says, implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. Do you think will be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. What about better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat. Now, providing counseling and social services for parents and adults.
Very effective.
Very. Thank you. Create more opportunities for job training.
Very effective.
Thank you. Providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth.
Very effective.
Very. Thank you. Increasing the police presence in your community.
Very effective.
Very effective. Thank you. And thinking about creating more opinions, I mean, more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing during New Orleans. Build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces. Would you think that's going to be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat, thank you. Create adult co-living communities for people to live together.
I never heard of those. Okay. You mean together in the same unit or in the same neighborhood?
Co-living, like, yeah, I think so. Communities for people to live together. In the same unit, yeah.
No, I don't think that would be helpful.
Not at all, right? Okay.
Not at all, no.
And what about build accessory dwelling units, like small home with separate entrance on an existing property?
And again?
Yeah, build accessory dwelling units, like small home with separate entrances on an existing property.
Maybe somewhat.
Somewhat helpful, I see. And what about create more home ownership and financing classes?
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat helpful. Now, convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums.
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat. I got it. Thank you so much. Now, we are almost done, okay, 70% now. I thank you for your time. And the last question says, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree. It says, the process of social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
I strongly agree with that statement.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And then the other one says, the process of social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree with both, okay? Now, I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials, okay? For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, or someone approve or strongly approve. New Orleans Police Department. This is the first one.
New Orleans. Approve.
You strongly approve or someone approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve.
Perfect. And what about the New Orleans City Council?
Strongly
approved. Thank you. Now the mayor, LaToya Cantrell. What should be your opinion about her? Okay, my Latoya Cantrell.
What's this?
The mayor, Latoya Cantrell. You approve or disapprove?
Approve.
I'm sorry?
Disapprove.
Disapprove you somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And the last one is sewerage and water board.
Somewhat disapprove.
As well. Thank you. Perfect. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, okay? The quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunities elsewhere.
I somewhat agree with that, too.
Okay, okay. Might be, right? Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only as well, okay? The income. Just tell me at the range with best described to you and the household income as well, okay? Less than 35,000, 36 to 50,000, 51 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or more than 100,000.
That one.
Okay, thank you. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, okay? 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61. Okay, that one, thank you. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college graduation, graduate or professional school, or anything.
Graduate or professional school.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your house?
Own,
thank you. Do you have any children under or above the age of 18 living in your household?
No,
thank you. And do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
And what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? You own a car, public transportation?
Car,
okay. Excellent. Okay, then, I really appreciate your time, sir. And, the survey has been completed successfully. Remember, this information is only for statistical purposes, and I appreciate your time, okay? Hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.